This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
In the last 14 years in doing this commentary, I've written about inflation at least a dozen times, but this time I'm not talking about the theory of inflation, but the reality of inflation. We all know that prices are going up on various goods and services and suspect that they will continue to rise in the future. The current inflation numbers are the highest they have been in 30 years. But if you remember my past commentaries on inflation, I documented that the current method for establishing the consumer price index involves using a different basket of goods than those used in the past. If you use the same metric that was used in the 1980s, you would have to conclude that inflation is higher than it's been in 40 years. And if you rightly assume that the technological advances in the last 40 years should be deflationary, then you would conclude that we have the highest inflation in our lifetimes. Faced with rising prices, we are told that rising prices are just a result of supply chain problems, partially true, and then that inflation was real but transitory. The latest claim is that inflation is good for you. Type in those words or similar phrases like inflation is good for the economy, and you will see the latest attempt to make us feel good about the economy. Of course, inflation is good for a federal government awash in national debt and good for people in debt. You can pay back debts with devalued dollars. Inflation is bad if you're concerned about income inequality. Rich people can invest in appreciating assets like art, stock, and real estate. People on fixed income and government payments are often hurt the most. In fact, most Americans are hurt because wages never rise as fast as inflation, especially when you realize that inflation numbers are inaccurate. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.